tricks. Tell a lawyer you want to represent yourself pro per, and he will say, "You mean pro se?" Tell a lawyer you wish to represent yourself pro se, and he will say, "You mean pro per?" It's a mind trick the lawyers use to gain what they call client control. I have personally seen this happen, but maybe there are lawyers who are smarter than this. Both expressions mean the same thing, and both can result in the worst outcome a lawyer can imagine: the loss of billable hours. Abraham Lincoln may have been the first to say, "A man who represents himself is a fool for a client." Abraham Lincoln was a famous lawyer who knew very well which side his bread was buttered on: the side with the billable hours. I suspect that there are many, many dishonest games a lawyer knows that normal people would never think of. I also think that these dishonest moves are counterproductive and foolish, and they are a lot of the reason that there are so many lawyer jokes. Fortunately, I haven't had a lot of experience dealing with lawyers, especially since I got old enough to know better. I've watched a lot of lawyers on TV and social media, but I'm not a lawyer. So you should keep that in mind as you listen to what I'm saying here. I'm going to offer you some non-legal advice on what to do if you're ever unfortunate enough to have to engage in a so-called legal proceeding. This advice is not based on the law. It's based on Pavlovian psychology, information theory, and game theory. The best way to deal with authoritarians is to avoid authoritarians. Seek out situations where all involved are treated equally. But if all that fails and you have to go to court, some of the things I'm saying here might be helpful. Supposedly, the law rules the courtroom. From my point of view, courtrooms are controlled by a mixture of psychology, logistics, and terrorism. It's a game of chicken dressed up in boring prose. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with words written in books. It has a lot more to do with lies and violence, especially if we're talking criminal law. Civil law is quite a bit better, but far from perfect. It's important for the judge and jury to listen to you talk. If you talk to the judge and jury face to face, that makes it much more difficult for them to be mean to you. It's also important that you don't lie. Just because you actually did something that the law says is bad does not mean you're guilty. Be sure to explain extenuating circumstances logically politely, and truthfully. Often, the punishment is worse than the crime. If that's true in your case, be sure to point it out. If you have a public defender or a defense lawyer, listen carefully to what they tell you, but don't trust. Never trust a lawyer. Remember, their primary consideration is billable hours. Verify any legal advice you get by researching the statutes and the precedents yourself. Make sure that the judge and the jury know that you are in charge of your case. Remember that the so-called criminal justice system is really just chattel slavery. Let the system know that you will do everything you can to make sure that the system does not make a profit out of its attack on you. If they don't think you'll make a good slave, they're much less likely to put you in their jail. They are much more concerned with their bottom line than they are with justice. If the judge limits the jury's access to information, if there are certain things the jury cannot hear or see, point that out to the jury. Make them understand that they can't find you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt if they're not provided with all the information about the case. If the jury is sequestered or forbidden to get news or otherwise bullied by the judge, point out that the Constitution says trial by jury. It does not say trial by judge. The entire so-called legal system is essentially composed of lawyer tricks. The Constitution is a lawyer trick. Every law, rule, and regulation is a lawyer trick. Apply the same brutally honest standards when describing the crimes of the state and any wrongs that you may have committed. Don't call it incarceration. Call it kidnapping. Don't call it taxation. Call it armed robbery. Don't call it regulation. Call it tyranny. Don't call it the rule of law. Call it the rule of lawyers. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.